you had to pick a name in Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember having to do that?
Oh, yeah.
And I picked quesadilla.
Why not margarita?
And so whenever we had to do something, I was like, me llamo quesadilla.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? I really wish I had the DJ horn. Really wish I had the DJ horn.
Wow.
And welcome back to another episode of Impulsive Thoughts. And I have a very long-awaited episode today. And we are also welcoming back Stir the Pot.
Hi! It's me, Velma. I'm back!
How's everybody doing?
This is my first time meeting Velma.
Yes, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, you are exciting and interesting already to me.
Oh, shucks, thanks. And what's so funny, so I'm having to learn how to do the editing and stuff, and like one of the things that I'm very interested in is learning this. And I already am starting to write a list of questions. And we just started. I was like, oh, let me get my pen out. So I got it together.
whatever works.
But thanks for having me.
Yeah.
How you been?
Been good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Life's been lifing, man.
Life's been lifing hard. It's been a weird ride.
Yeah. Yeah, this yep. Mm-hmm. I have to agree with you.
Yeah.
We don't have Don today. Don is working. Boo Don.
Yeah.
But I am joined here with one of my other co-hosts, Mr. Dano.
Hi.
Very anticlimactic.
Good night, mate. How about that? I'll stick with my Australian accent. Get our Australian
That's
listeners
why we
back.
Keep losing our Australian listeners.
I blame the infrequency of episodes on why we lost the Australian the listener, not my accent. They love my accent. I've talked to all my Australian friends, and they said they think it's good.
How many Australian friends do you have?
I can't count that high.
I have a new friend. Well, it's an old friend, but one of my buddies reached out to me from South Africa that's now listening. And I saw that come up on my little listener areas. And I was like, oh, he actually did listen. See, I can tell.
That's nice.
Thanks.
And that's hilarious because I remember the last time you were on, we were talking about South Africa.
Yeah, South Africa comes up in my life because remember I traveled to the fair, Carney, my whole life. Yeah. That was a whole thing. But like, and here's the thing is I thought that like I was never going to hear from any of them again. And then I opened up my messages. I was like, oh, how's it going? And we've been chatting. I was like, all right. That's cool. I think he's going to come out. He said he's going to come visit. We'll see.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but we'll see.
You know, remember Clevo from Bukes?
Yeah.
I think he went to South Africa from Bukes Bar. Oh. He was the guy we knew there. He went to South Africa when the World Cup was out there, I think.
Oh, nice.
He's a huge soccer fan.
Oh.
So I remember he said he went out there for the World Cup.
You mean football?
Yes. Football.
I can't do accents.
Don't worry, I got them all covered.
Apparently I was told I couldn't do accents either, uh-uh. But I disagree. I'm not going to do it, but I disagree.
I know I can't. I can do impersonations.
Ooh.
So.
Even better.
Yeah. Impersonations I'm a little bit better at. And I'm good at, I found this out randomly, because I had to audition for a play, because I do plays every once in a while.
Oh, nice.
When I'm feeling, you know, whatever. And there was this play that I refused to sing in plays, but they made me do a song and send it in because it was a musical, but they wanted me for a part that was non-singing.
I was like, why would you try out for a musical if you don't sing?
Exactly.
But it was a non-singing part, never mind.
But they wanted me to have something on file because they wanted something for everybody. And so I can't even remember what song I did, but I did like an impersonation of it. And it was actually pretty good. I was impressed with myself, but I was like, and I can't sing.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was tequila. So that dance like Pee Wee Herman the whole time.
Then you got to say one word, tequila. Yeah, I want to do that at karaoke one night.
So that's why it wasn't too bad. It was just one song, or one word. Never mind.
Nice.
Now the story's coming together, making sense.
I've been planning for 5, 6, 7 years, and it hasn't happened yet. I want to go karaokeing with Lupe, and I'm going to dress up like I'm going to wear a sombrero, and I'm going to go in full cholo gear, like pointy cowboy boots and everything, and speak only Spanish all night, and Lupe is going to be my translator in English, and I'm going to sing only Mexican songs for karaoke, but we haven't done it yet.
Do you speak Spanish?
Mostly, kind of.
That's the best part. I was waiting for you to say no.
No, my mom's Mexican, so, and I took all these years in grade school, high school, I got college credit for it, but it's funny. I learned more in the summer with my best friend growing up, her family, 100% Mexican. They would go to Mexico every year. Mm-hmm. One of their friends came back for a summer, and he spoke no English. So I talked to him and said, hey, you speak to me in English all summer, and I'll speak to you in Spanish. And I learned more in one summer talking to him than I did in like 7 years of schooling.
Isn't it funny how that works?
Yeah, it's crazy. Because the books is not how people talk. So. No.
I dropped out of Spanish.
And so my mom never spoke growing up. Uh-huh. She actually got held back in kindergarten or first grade for not being able to speak English good enough. So from that point on, she learned English and spoke English, and then she never spoke Spanish again. When her and my dad were married, we never learned Spanish growing up, blah, blah, blah. They got divorced. She went and moved up north, Addison, by my mom's side of the family. My uncle owned his own Mexican restaurant. They only spoke Spanish there, so she started getting back into it again. So my mom speaks fluently, too. But yeah, it's just the whole time married to my dad and me being around, never learned it from the home. So I learned it from friends and schooling. So,
oh, that's funny.
But I'm here.
I think I can hold a conversation and I can listen to Spanish radio. I can listen to songs. I can listen to key people at work. And I know Zenaida and Yariel will talk to each other and I'll know what's going on. But I'm also afraid to talk it because I sound so white. Like, I don't have the accent. And
como estás?
Right. Like, I'll even play into it, and I'll make it worse just to make it sound like, oh, yeah, I was joking the whole time. Ha, ha, ha. Like, me llamo Dan. Like, you know, like.
I have two stories that are going off this. One, when I took 1 year of Spanish because I got kicked out of Spanish because you had to pick a name in Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember having to do that?
Oh, yeah.
And I picked quesadilla.
Why not margarita?
And so whenever we had to do something, I was like, me llamo quesadilla. So thing number two, I had a buddy. I have a buddy. They're still my friend. That they used to give up talking every year for Lent. They were fluent in sign language.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because their mom was an interpreter.
Okay.
And they would talk when they were at work and clocked in. Uh-huh. So that was like their free pass because they're working. Uh-huh. But everything else, they would just sign. And I learned, like, I always wanted to learn like little bits and pieces. Uh-huh. I can understand quite a bit of it. Like, if I'm seeing somebody talking, I can understand it.
Really?
I don't really know how to do it.
Right.
But I learned so much just because everybody else would make her write it down or something. And I was like, no, I'd like to learn. Like, just sign to me and I'll try to figure it out. I think that would be cool to learn sign language.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, my name is Velma.
How messed up is it, the fact that she almost said her own name?
Because I've never signed Velma.
That's why I told you, introduce me as your Velma name. Because if I know your Velma. Real name, I'll say the wrong thing.
That's all right. It's going to end up coming out eventually, especially because I was at that tattoo convention 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
And I was working out there, and there was I got interviewed. So my face is out there now.
Yeah.
And I was talking about DJ Khaled. Did I tell you about DJ Khaled?
Did you meet him?
I think I did.
If he didn't say his own name, you didn't meet him.
Well, he was like,
he's got to scream his name at you, DJ Khaled. Yeah.
Well,
we the best.
I was so high because everybody had so much weed at this convention. And when I was outside smoking with the other people, I have a video of it. I'll even show you. And in the background, he's there. And it's 100% him. And I looked at my buddies. I was like, hold on. I looked at my buddies. I'm like, I want to go ask him to leave.
No, that's got to stay in. That's got to stay in. We can't leave that. That can't come out.
Because he, like, is a known, like, misogynist that does not like,
you're right, yeah.
Right? Like, he thinks that that's demasculating and things like that. So, like, I wanted to be an asshole and do that. So, fast forward 5-10 minutes. I go back inside.
And you asked him.
No. I go back inside. PBS is over interviewing my tattoo artist that I'm working with.
PBS.
PBS.
So mm-hmm. you can't say that it's in front of them.
Oh, I sure did. And it aired on April 8th.
On PBS?
Hell no.
I don't know. I didn't watch. They said it was going to be airing on April 8th. And so it was also, I got interviewed by them because I was working with the tattoo artist. I do a lot of tattoo side work.
Do you tattoo?
No.
Oh.
But I know a lot of people that do. And I work with them. So like... when they do like events like a tattoo convention, mm-hmm. they hire me as like their front desk lady to collect money.
Oh, wow.
I know how to like put stencils on, clean the machines. I know how to tattoo.
Are you an artist too? Do you draw stuff or no?
No, oh, okay. that's why I don't.
There's a downfall.
That's the reason I don't.
That's why this is three cover-ups, because I tattooed myself.
Yeah, and I've never done that. I've never even pierced my own ears. I was a good kid.
Oh, I pierced my lip and my ears.
Oh yeah, I didn't do that. Mm-mm.
The lip was the hard part.
I'll
yeah,
bet.
I'm sure.
But okay, so I didn't have to pierce it. I just had to re-pierce it, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So I did shove a needle through.
Yeah, I have been wanting to go get another piercing lately, but since the tattoo convention, but I need to not.
I've been wanting to get my septum done for like 3, 4, 5 years, and I almost did it last vacation. I almost did it last, and then I keep pussying out and like, nope, can't do it. Don't want to.
I had my Medusa done, and I really liked having my Medusa done.
Yeah.
But the one ring was a little bit too big, and the next one was a little bit too tight, yeah. and it was just so I had to take it out.
I want the bull ring, or I want the two to come down so I can push it up if I'm at work. But,
right.
But no, I've always wanted, even since I was younger. But back even when I was young, I mean, I got my nipple done.
Yeah.
And they always said the nose is just as bad, if, or not worse, because you're going to cry no matter what, because where it's at, it makes your eyes water, even if you're not crying.
Right.
So now as I've gotten older, I've gotten like, why should I put myself through pain? I don't need to do that, but I fucking want it so bad, and I just haven't done it yet.
I know. And nose piercings, I've had a couple piercings, so like I have my lip twice, mm-hmm. my upper, lower, my belly button.
And this is the only one I still have.
Yeah.
And I have my nipple still, but I used to have an industrial.
Uh-huh.
I had like 8 other piercings in my ear. I had my eyebrow done, my tongue. I had my tongue stretched out to a 0 gauge. So
yeah. I thought, you know what, a key? Nope, coin slot. Your eyes just got huge because I got real excited. Sorry. Let me calm down. Have you ever heard of a coin slot?
A coin slot?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where your like tongue slit in the middle?
No.
Oh.
But it's the same kind of procedure because it's like a body alter. So yeah. not. But I saw somebody get this done at the tattoo thing, but they basically take, for lack of better terms, like a hole punch.
Yeah.
And they punch a hole like in the cartilage of your ear.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
And then they stitch it close. Then when it heals, you could like stack earrings so like on it.
Uh-huh.
And it looks really cool. But I'm not. No.
No fucking hole punch in my ear.
No.
Ugh.
But weren't they doing that too for like instant gauges?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I stretched my ears out. I did. It took me over 10 years to stretch it to a 00.
Really?
Yeah.
I never did the gauges because piercings and me just don't get along.
Mm-hmm. See, I always...
Tattoos are fine.
But I always joke that my tongue stretches because I use it too much.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was always like nonstop, so it was always stretching. Like, it just nonstop moving. So yeah, it just... Yeah. It went to a 0 gauge. And, and I got lucky towards the end of me having it. They started making the plastic ones because that metal one, like a double 0 gauge that's long enough to fit in your tongue.
Yeah.
That thing was heavy as fuck. I was like, so I got the plastic one, but the plastic one, if I tighten it too much, would crack. So I lost it one too many times and then never put one back in. And then eventually I tried to get it a little bit smaller so I can get a smaller one in there, but I couldn't, it would still stretch out. So I just took it out for good all the time. I couldn't even tell you what time when it was I did, but I missed my tongue and I liked it. I was one of the first ones before. And that's what I hate, being one of those guys. I was a leader in the industry. No, I no one ever had an industrial when I got it. It was something brand new. I had everything done before it was like popular. So now when I talk about it, people are like, oh, look at you trying to be like everybody else. I'm like, no, I had it before everyone else had it. Mm-hmm. I go, but now it's just, I look like an old guy if I put it all back in again, you know?
Right.
It doesn't look good at all, so. And, you know, I was skinnier and in shape where I was the hot, dark guy in the corner. Like, who's that guy over there? Where now, like I said, I'd just be like a fat guy with piercings.
Why not both? Like the taco commercial, do you remember that? Yeah. Why not both?
Throwing her up in the air.
Right. Yay!
shit. So anyways, that's my story.
That's fantastic. Speaking of stories, what about your kangaroo?
Oh,
yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Marsupial.
So I text Lupe this morning at 4 a.m., 4:15. I was on my way to work, and I sent Lupe a text, and I'll read it to you.
I'm half asleep, by the way. I'm on my way to work, though.
I said, holy shit, I swear to God, I just saw a skinwalker or a kangaroo. I don't know, but it wasn't a deer. So I'm driving, and I always have my head on a swivel in the morning because there's usually deer around here and there. I haven't seen any in a while. And the street I was on, I've never seen a deer there ever. And out of the right side of my eye, so my passenger side, and it's only, you know, one lane, and I see, and it looked kind of like a deer head. And I'm like, okay, there's deer over there. But the nose was a little longer than normal, and it had, like, kangaroo ears. And you know what? Deer is normally, like, you can see it like this. So it was, like, a head up here, but the body down here. So either a deer was squatting and taking a shit, which makes no sense to me.
Or I'm going to draw this out, and I can't draw.
Or it was a fucking kangaroo. And then I'm like, there's no fucking kangaroos in Indiana.
But
so my next
stand upright.
And that's what it was like. Said like so
was
like
it upright or was it?
It was like this. You'd see like I saw like this. That's what it was either a deer squatting
did
and
you
taking
see a tail.
No, I couldn't see the bottom of the body, and I saw like an arm up here. And I know deers don't. It was just fucking weird. So my next thought was because of our episode last week, like either a kangaroo's in Indiana for some strange fucking reason, or I just saw a skinwalker. So
that, maybe
it was fucking weird, and I double taked and I'm staring at this thing and it didn't move either. So I'm like, no, and that's why, that's how I know I got a good look. Cause I slowed down. Cause I was doing,
did it look right at you?
It looked straight ahead and like at my car still. And I'm like,
you're going to die.
Did it move at all?
No, that's the weird thing.
Huh. Was it maybe something?
No,
statue?
No, it was not.
I was thinking like a statue.
I drive this road,
cardboard cutout.
I drive this road every morning. So five times a week and never seen anything. And that's why I said, what's so weird is that the speed limit is 30 over there anyway, so I was doing 35, but I slowed down to about 30-ish, 25, because I'm like, this thing's going to take off and go in front of my car. And then I'm looking like this while I'm driving. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, that's not a deer. I'm like, I swear to God, it's a kangaroo. I'm like, what the fuck's a kangaroo? I'm like, and I just kept going. And that's when I text you. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I just saw. It was fucking
Why
weird.
Why didn't you turn around and go take a picture of it?
Because what if it would have taken me away? Like, what if I got out of my car?
I think that's a risk we'd be willing to take.
And I had to be at work. I had the time frame to get to work.
What kind of eyes did this thing have?
Black eyes.
Big black eyes. Big black eyes. Okay.
But it literally looked like a kangaroo head. But
This is a kangaroo head.
But in my mind, like I said, there's no fucking way there's a kangaroo in Indiana. In the wild in Indiana. So you're right. If we see a report tonight, then I did see a kangaroo.
Yeah, right.
Kangaroo
escaped
from the zoo.
What if it was a fox?
Oh, there's an idea.
Like a really big fox?
I don't know. I'm going
That's
with skinwalker.
That's what the drawing kind of looks like.
I'm going with skinwalker just to tie into our episode last week.
I like that better. I don't know what's happening with my picture, but I went
kind of like that. Yeah.
It went from kangaroo to,
What the hell happened to the nose?
Well, she said long nose! So, it went from kangaroo to, the grandma that got eaten by the Little Red Riding Hood. That's the name of it.
The Big Bad Wolf.
Thank you. I'm not done yet. He's all right. This is actually a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I'm kind of impressed with this drawing.
Hey, I was impressed with your Mothman drawing.
You are full of shit.
I'm serious. It had a thing on it.
A thing on it?
It had a fat ass.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how to connect this. Okay, he's going to get some hair. Oh, I'm going to keep working on this drawing. So anyways, what you think it was a skinwalker?
I mean,
what happens if you see a skinwalker? You guys just did the episode on it.
You run away. You don't make any noise.
Like, are you cursed?
No, it's not a curse type thing.
Okay.
But you don't acknowledge them. Don't treat them like Roman Reigns. You don't acknowledge them.
Okay. Well, then you don't stare at them like somebody did.
Like I said, I was... I can't even, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was so weird. Like, I wish I could see it again.
Did he have whiskers?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay, I don't know how you'd be able to tell from that far away, but he's going to get whiskers. He now looks like a rat. I don't know what's happening.
Like I said, putting all my factors together, like, I'm thinking deer head, but it wasn't exactly shaped like a deer head. And the way the body was positioned, I don't think a deer could, like, sit that way. But then again, what are the chances of a fucking kangaroo being in Dyer, Indiana, or wherever that's considered over there, Cedar Lake, Schererville, Indiana?
It's 2024. So, what do you think is going to happen? So there's a lot of weird shit happening.
Maybe it was. I don't know. The goat eater.
No, chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Or el cucuy.
Any of them. What I was thinking was, did it have horns?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then never mind.
But like I said, it had, like, you know, deer, it had bigger than deer ears. It made me think of, like, the way kangaroo ears stick it up. So it was weird. Like I said, I wish I could have gone back and got a picture. It's still to this, like, that's it. I had to text Lupe right away because I was like, who the fuck am I going to text? I'm like, Lupe's awake. He'll be going to work too. I'm like, I just fucking saw a skinwalker or a fucking kangaroo. Two opposite sides of the spectrum.
You should have captured it. Do you think that they have skinwalkers in Australia?
The Navajo?
I mean, if there's any Navajo tribe out there, it could be possible.
Well, here's the thing. We didn't touch this last week. Is it only Navajo skinwalkers?
I don't think it would be only Navajo, like a Navajo tribe, because there's a lot of medicine men in other cultures and tribes and everything like that, too.
I actually am talking about something today that has to do with the Sioux tribe.
Ooh, S-I-O-U-X?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Sioux Falls?
Mm-mm.
Really tiny little town. It's really pretty.
That's North Dakota? Iowa?
South Dakota.
Wow, I was way off.
Hey, I feel like both of you guys, you just went boom, and it was right in the middle, actually. So you guys did great.
Well, it's by Sturgis, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to Sturgis many times.
Oh, my dad's been there.
I want to go there so bad.
I've never been during
the rally.
Yeah.
Then you don't count. Then.
No. Because I just go out there and visit because I love Deadwood.
That's... Ooh, yes.
I love
their cigars.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm a sucker for any Western stuff.
Yeah.
And Calamity Jane, and I still will talk
so about... So do you like Yellowstone?
I never watched the show, actually.
It's pretty good.
But I watched Deadwood.
I've never watched it, but it was amazing.
Yeah, and Calamity Jane, which was an actual person, is like...
Yep.
One of my heroes. She's fantastic and kind of... Cool.
So going,
I'm surprised you haven't done an episode on her.
I kind of did. I did Wild Bill Hickok.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of the more... He was the reason that anybody even knows about Calamity Jane. Mm-hmm. But, like, Calamity Jane really didn't do anything.
I know her name. I've heard it before.
Yeah, like, she was just kind of... She was the town pain in the ass, but she was the first woman town pain in the ass. She was a town drug. And so I kind of like her because there's also, like, other Western women like Annie Oakley and things like that that are... When you see their pictures, they're still, like, dainty and pretty and things like that. This woman was... I mean, and she owned it. She just owned whoever she was, and she was a hot mess. And I just am like, you know what? Way before your time, my friend. Hot girl summer. Like, 10 out of 10.
Get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to buy all my Western gear for next weekend.
What's next weekend?
Oh, yeah, we're going to Nashville.
My daughter turns 21 this Thursday, we're going to Nashville for the weekend.
Fun.
So,
are you going too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be so fun.
He might get sick and have to call off work Friday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think you're getting the COVID.
Yeah. Leviticus.
I got the vid.
Leviticus. Yep. I did that once. Except I went to Oregon.
I've never been to Nashville. Lupe has been, so...
many times.
Hey, thinkers out there, if you listen this far, if any of you are in the Nashville area next weekend, Friday, Saturday, look for Impulsive Thoughts.
We'll have stickers on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got to give you one.
Yes, please. I don't have one. I'll put it on my car. There's a tattoo artist that's down there that I am dying to go to because I've never seen work like his.
Ooh.
And his name is, let me write it down so you can see it.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you, I'm a little dyslexic. And so...
He's in Nashville?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to circle it. I just want you to read the name out loud. That's his, like, username.
Oh, you've said this on your show, haven't you? Okay.
Derek Webb.
My this dyslexic ass reads that as Dirky Weeb.
Dirky Weeb? Yeah.
And he has no idea I exist.
D-E-R-Y-K, Derek, and then Webb. W-E-B. Yeah. Okay, Derek Webb.
So he's Dirky Weeb.
Is he that popular where his... Shop's probably fucking book solid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I'll show you some stuff, like, pictures. He might have openings, but he's just really good. And I kind of know him, like, in a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon way, because of the tattoo artist that I know.
Right.
And so, like, I'm eventually going to go down and get a tattoo from him. And, like, that's the only reason I'm going to go down. But Just have to get on the
books. The only reason I go down.
Yeah.
For a tattoo.
Okay, DJ Khaled. His would be for a gold chain, though.
Yeah.
Another one.
Another one.
Another one.
We the best.
He was called out in the Diddy case.
Really?
Really?
He was one of the ones Diddy. Have you been watching all that?
No, I haven't.
Here and there.
I hate how intrigued I am by this. Because I thought, I didn't know Diddy was even still alive. He's been irrelevant for years.
Yeah.
There's nobody's talked about Diddy. Like, I didn't think that there was anything going on. And then all of a sudden all this comes out, but he's hiding on an island right now that doesn't have an extradition policy with us.
Okay.
And is posting stuff on like Instagram.
Really?
And he's like threatening people. Like, I've got shit on all these people. And he'll like is naming like Jay-Z, DJ Khaled, Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion, Kevin Hart. And I'm just like,
So he's being a real fucking trick.
Yeah. He's taking everybody down.
What an asshole.
Yeah. But I also have a theory, kind of, I don't know if I touched on this last time we talked, but I think Netflix specifically Netflix, they're in cahoots with the feds.
Really?
And my theory is because why is it that they can make a documentary about this shit that fast and have that stuff come out when like...
That reminds me. Oh my God!
The pimple just popped, and they're already talking about a Diddy thing by the end of the year.
Have you watched Black Mirror?
I watched like the first two seasons.
Holy fuck! Like there's an episode in season 3 or 4 where this girl, she's at work, and she has to fire a girl. Fires her and her assistant. This guy, he's gay and everything, and he's like kind of just he's just gay. You know he's gay, but he's not like out there like extremely like this portrayed in a lot of shows. She goes home that night with her boyfriend. Let's find something on Netflix. Megan is horrible. Like, what is this about? And it literally is everything she just did for the day on Netflix. She's like, how the fuck did Netflix get this so fast? And who am I for them to even do a show about me?
Yeah.
So that's just kind of the basis of it. But it's fucking creepy. Like, the way you just said that, like, it can't happen in real life. This is a fucking Black Mirror show. But now that you just said that, holy fuck, it's crazy.
Yeah, because, like, there's, like, all these ones that are coming out. Like, the Gypsy Rose one's coming out at the beginning of April. That's Lifetime, that's technically. That's... What? Oh, no, I'm okay. Thank you.
Gypsy Rose.
Yeah, which that thing is...
That's a hot mess.
Whatever she does, I'm going to treat her like Britney. I love her. She can do whatever she wants. She had a fucked up situation happen to her. Yeah. I don't care what she does. You do you, girl.
She's the one that disappeared, right?
No, she's the one that killed her mom, but she was the one that, like, was... The mom had Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah.
And was, like, making her sick.
Okay.
And so her and her technical boyfriend at the time killed the mom.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know much about that.
It's a very sad case.
Morbid did an episode on them.
Yeah.
Really did good. They?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a book about it, too. But, and then, of course, Brittany, you know.
I go on Instagram. She's on Instagram all the time. Every day, just a video of her dancing in front of the camera. Like, naked. It's weird. Well, sometimes naked, but... her just doing the same dance moves in a different outfit every day, and I'm like...
And a different knife.
I'm like, am I missing something? Like, what is...
No.
Poor Brittany.
She just... breaks my heart.
She didn't have a childhood.
All she needs is a friend right now.
Yeah.
And she can't have it.
No.
Because everybody either wants her for something or whatever. Mm-hmm. She literally just needs somebody to show up at her house with a pizza and some cookies and a glass bottle of wine and just be like, we're turning on Disney movies. We're just chit-chatting. And just have a girl's night, paint each other's nails. That's exactly what she needs, and she's never had one.
Or just like you said, just hang out. Hey, do you want to dance? You don't need the camera on. Let's just hang out.
Yeah, let's just dance.
The world doesn't need to know what you're doing right now. Just be normal for a little bit.
And the thing is, it's because she doesn't have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The kids aren't with her. Because
she's married again right now, right? Or is it just a boyfriend? No, she's obviously...
They got divorced right after the book came out.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I think he was using her for clout. But I don't know.
Like K-Fed?
Can't say. Yeah. I can't say because I have no idea. But, like, the book was really sad and just...
Did you read it?
Yeah.
I didn't read it or know anything about it except I saw one headline that... Did she say that she had an abortion with Justin?
Mm-hmm.
Or he made her have an abortion or something like that?
Yeah. And while she was writhing in pain on the bathroom floor, he grabbed his guitar and started singing to her.
To ease her or?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He thought that would make her feel better.
All right.
And he's yet to comment about any of it.
That's what I heard. He hasn't said nothing, so.
And
now he's going on tour again.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy, like, the behind-the-scenes shit that we don't see? Like, right. did you watch that documentary on...
The Quiet...
Yeah, Quiet on the Set.
I haven't watched that yet.
It's on my list. I had to wait because it's not on anything that I stream.
Okay.
So I have to buy it.
It's on Netflix, right?
No, it's on
HBO, I think. Or Paramount.
Discover ID or something like that.
Okay, something.
Yeah.
But I actually straight up asked my dad. I was like, listen, I'm watching these shows that I used to watch. The Amanda Show, Amanda Bynes.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Amanda Bynes.
So
I wanted to be Amanda Bynes. I watched The Amanda Show. Mm-hmm. I watched all that. I watched even What I Like About You, that other show that she was in.
See, that was after, I was already too old for those.
Yeah. Well, What I Like About You is kind of like a Full House, so like any age, I guess, kind of like a family show. But I digress. But that one broke my heart. And like watching this, I like showed it to my dad. I'm like, Dad, I know you watched me watch this. You never thought anything about this weird shit that's happening on the show? And he's just like, to be honest, all the stuff that you watched was really annoying, and so I just never paid attention. And I was just like...
That's a typical parent thing to say,
though. I know. I kind of get it, but at the same time, you're not... You wouldn't let me watch Ace Ventura. And then you're making, like...
And then the shows that we used to watch, all the sexual innuendos.
Right,
and
like Ren and Stimpy.
Oh my God, yeah.
Or Rocko's Modern Life, or like... It's just crazy to me that like some of the Ariana Grande show. I don't remember what the name of it was. Oh,
there you go. See,
yeah.
What?
We're in a music league, and the round we were just in was called Changing Lanes.
Uh-huh.
It was submit a song by someone that was not known for music first, and someone put an Ariana Grande song on there. And my comment was, "Sorry, I only know her first singing. What are you talking about?" And they said, "No, she was on a Nickelodeon or a Disney song." Yeah. I'm like, "Oh, I never knew that." So,
and oops. That was a little bit after us, I think. Like it was kind of as we were growing up. But like, I watched some of the clips of that where she's milking a potato.
Yeah.
Or like she's laying upside down and getting water poured on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this girl's like 12. What are we doing?
There was another one too where she was grabbing something and like this ooze shot out into her face.
That was white?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they apparently made a joke on set like, hey, that looks like jizz. And none of the kids knew what it meant. And all the adults started laughing and the kids just started laughing because they didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they talk all about that, too.
See, I haven't watched the show yet, so know that stuff.
I won't, I mean, there's really no spoilers other than, you know, but...
And then, like, I have this, I know that Drake Bell did some shady things, but it makes me so angry that we have him put on this public pedestal for doing the shady stuff when nobody even knew the name of his offender. His offender, the one that offended him, that started this whole thing until like now.
Drake Bell did some stuff.
Yeah, he was he had I think multiple DUIs.
And he was with that Drake and Josh, right? Yeah. Josh Peck's the other guy, and he was big before and lost a lot of weight, right?
Mm-hmm. And he was caught texting an underage girl, but I don't think it really escalated from there. But I don't want anybody to quote me on this.
Well, I mean, according to the show, like it never escalated anything other than text messages.
Not that makes it okay, because text messaging is still a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand why Brian Peck's name is just now being brought up.
Yeah.
No relation to Josh Peck. I Googled that.
Is he the guy that was in the?
He was one of the producers.
Oh,
he was and he was like the dialect coach.
Oh, who's the one that everyone's murdering in TikTok and
Dan Schneider?
He was the older brother. Now,
he was the one that pretty much brought all these kids to stardom.
Yeah,
I mean, from Amanda Bynes show, right?
Because
they said that her older brother in the show was the one protecting. Like I've seen all these videos of him. Like, hey, get out of here! What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like they say he looks like he's joking, but he really is like. He was the secret hero of the group.
I heard about him. I can't remember what his name is, but because that was on the show, that was a little bit after my time. But I've heard and seen clips about that too, and that's really cool. That like, and there's pictures of him like standing between Dan Schneider and the girls, and like saying, "All right, kids need to go home. It's time. We're done."
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. So I again, since I'm like 10 years older than you guys, that was definitely after I was probably in my 20s, didn't have my own kids yet, or if I did, they weren't on the watch either. So, because, when Logan and Rain were younger, me and the ex, we would they got to watch Disney Channel, and we would not let them watch Nickelodeon. The only show we let them watch was Ed, and Eddie. Mm-hmm. So that's the time frame
and
my
that
kids
was
are at.
Cartoon Network.
Right. Yeah. And not that we had an issue with the Nickelodeon ones, but some of the Nickelodeon shows were a little like, okay, you're 5, 4, 3, 2, 6 years old. We don't, the Nickelodeon stuff we knew had a little risque to it.
Yeah.
Like Disney, I know, was wholehearted and wholesome. You can watch Disney. Yeah. So they didn't watch
it. There's
any
a lot of dark shit behind
there
Disney,
is.
Too.
Yeah. But it wasn't as, like I said, the Nickelodeon stuff, like, the cartoons, even them, like Rem and Stimpy, were like, it was some dirty stuff going on. It's like, okay, so we let them watch Disney all the time.
I can go into Disney ones. Here we go. I got some of those. Hold on. So I know you're looking. I'm so sorry. I promise I'll stop it.
No, it's okay.
Do you know Chrissy Carlson Romano?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember her from Even Stevens? Yes. I loved Even Stevens.
She was the older sister.
Yes. There's this podcast that she does with That's So Raven Chelsea.
Oh.
The one that was That's a Raven's friend.
The redhead.
Yep. They do it together.
Annalise Vanderpool.
Thank you.
Damn.
Whoa.
I know my Disney people.
You pulled that out of nowhere.
I follow her on Instagram.
Yeah. So then you probably know this. But they do a podcast together, and they talk about, in several of the episodes, the Disney kids versus the Nickelodeon kids. Like,
really?
Who ended up more fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I think that's interesting.
Because I follow her, like, I don't go on Instagram a lot. Mm-hmm. I go on there, and I'll look at... Like, now that I play Monopoly Go, I go there to get my free dice rolls, and I go look at some of my friends' stories here and there. That's about it. But I've seen she's showed up a few times. Is she beefing with Raven right now or something? Because it sounds like she's saying something about her. Like, I don't. And I always have my volume down on my phone. Yeah. So if it's ever a story, I'm like, I can see mouse movement. Yeah. Don't know what they're talking about. So
I do know that the other friend, the black friend.
Uh huh.
Oh, yeah. He's.
He's in. With this whole Diddy thing.
Yeah.
He's. I'm not saying he's involved. Uh-huh. But, like, some of his rants that he's been saying have been popping up a lot.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure that she probably said something along those lines, like, hey, either I agree with him or, hey, he's nuts. Like, which I have no idea. But,
right, too.
Okay, sorry. You're looking at your watch. Like,
No, I was getting a text message.
from Donald?
Yeah.
From Ron Dossey?
Hi, Ron Dossey.
He's sending about wrestling stuff.
Wrestling stuff.
$850 for SmackDown tickets.
Jesus Christ. That.
Nope, not worth it.
That's Velma's forte, wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in wrestling too?
No,
oh.
Not at all.
Not even in the slightest.
Not at all. However.
So the Roman Reigns comment I made earlier went right over her head. Boom.
Yeah, probably. Sure did. I do love a good, I hate all sports, but I love a good sports like crime.
Ooh.
Or like sports weird death or sports. Speaking of sports weird death, crime, all this shit. OJ died.
OJ, yes. Yeah. OJ died said. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. The juice is gone.
The juice has expired.
He's reuniting with Nicole right now.
No, he's not. No, he's not. She's got a restraining order on him, even in heaven. Like, not that I'm saying that's where he went.
Right,
true.
I don't know him on a personal level. I don't know how he believes, whatever. But I'm sure she does.
But I'm sorry, if you write a book, but I did not kill my wife, but if I did, this is how I would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
How? I'm sorry.
I read that book like 5 years ago.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
I never read it. I just heard about it. I've never read it.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
This
read.
Is how I would have done it. Okay.
I have it. Next time we do this, I'll bring it. Yeah, yeah. I've got a copy of it.
That's crazy.
Because I worked at Barnes & Noble, and I just bought it. But he talks about a second person. And I truly, strongly believe... that there was probably a second person that happened in there, but...
With him?
Yeah.
Or with the mystery assailant?
Uh-huh. That's not
him. But wasn't it, was it his son?
That's what I think.
That's what I think the rumors were, that it was his son, possibly. But why would the son kill his own mom?
It wasn't his mom?
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've looked into
it. Yeah, I think it was a stepmom.
Yeah, it was a stepmom. And they already didn't get along very well.
Ah.
Which, not that that gives anybody any reason to kill, but...
We'll save this case for another day.
The O.J. Simpson case was one of the other ones that really got me into crime. That one and Scott Peterson, but I'm not going to start on that one because I won't stop. He is, however, from last I heard...
Wait, Scott Peterson or Drew Peterson?
Scott Peterson.
one's the one from Illinois?
Not the Joliet guy. That's Drew Peterson.
Drew Peterson. Scott Peterson's the one with the pregnant wife.
Lacey Peterson.
Yep. Who he's a 100% douchebag
uh-huh.
of a human.
But we don't think he did it.
But I don't think he did it.
Is he the one that went fishing in the morning? Or, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I think he's just dumb. And that's the problem.
Drew Peterson, he's the one. I don't. Okay.
He had the tubs. Anyways.
We're not going to go in there. Yeah.
No.
Killed like two of his wives.
Mm-hmm. Looked like
was that my high school graduation?
What?
Mm-hmm. My dad does, he tests police officers in Chicago. And so he's my one weird relation.
Fame, if you will. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well,
nice. See, this doesn't happen to you? Like, it gets clogged when it gets cold. And then, like, I have to suck the ever-loving shit out of it.
Well.
That's what she said. I know. So this one's been sitting down here for a long time. Well, I mean, there's...
See, it just unclogged itself. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And now look at this. So, I don't know. Whoa. I think it's the kind that they make. I don't know.
What, don't you have to do the reefer review? No, report.
Report.
Damn.
So, what I have in mind today, I'm doing carts. I did smoke before the episode. But what I'm smoking during the episode is... Goddamn. Orange Dream.
Okay.
Ooh. Indica, which is usually not my favorite, but I've been feeling indicas lately. Ooh. So, you're more than welcome to try it, but if you heard me sucking, it was a little tough.
So many jokes.
I know.
I can't even say where's James when you need him, but
we can't cousins, in this situation.
We went through this situation.
We had that weird situation last night. Because the worst part is
Sweet Home Alabama.
And the worst part is it's like me and him are both absolute perverts. Yeah. So like we just bounce off each other. It's like we can't do that. Like that just makes everybody uncomfortable.
I'm gonna send James a picture now. I just got
He knows. He'll know. You know who listens to my podcast, like, regularly?
Who?
Walter.
Oh, yeah. Mine, too.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah. He texted Donnie just recently about Don's episode.
I got some beef with Walter, too.
Why?
Donnie gets a text about, hey, you had a good episode. I never got a text. I mean, you don't know my number, but you could have told Donnie, hey, Danny did a good episode, but no.
Yeah. He'll do that to me, too. If he really likes one of my episodes, he likes to shoot me a text and be like, hey, that was a really good episode. I really liked this, this, and this.
That's mm-hmm. cool.
But he also... will tell me if he doesn't like it.
That's good, too, though.
Yeah. And he rarely does that.
Like, he gave us some real good feedback in the beginning, too.
Yeah. He's been really helpful. And we touched base on it, like, at our last party. And we were kind of talking about everything that was going on, you know. And he was helping me kind of gain the confidence to be able to fly solo if I needed to. Yeah. So
before we go any further, I want to say, for those of you that... have not crossed over and listened to Stir the Pot, they do a reefer report every episode. So that's what that was, what we just hinted at, so you know what Velma was talking about. I just wanted to give anyone, because I was like, what are you talking about? Just so they know there's some history there.
Yes. And also, go ahead.
I was saying also I'm doing a cart too, and it's California Honey.
Ooh.
And it is a sativa.
Oh, I'm usually a sativa fan.
And also, I'm doing a twisted tea, hard iced tea original, 5% alcohol by volume.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it sounds empty. I think you need another one.
It's empty. I'm good.
Let me get you another one.
I don't smoke, so I can get another one while you introduce your episode that you're doing.
We also both had pot shirts on today.
Yeah.
So.
I plan accordingly, though.
I did. I kind of did, too. I was looking through my sweatshirts. So I was like, oh, I'm going to run that one.
I actually just got this, too.
It's fancy. I like it.
I gotta get this.
My buddy. So I've got... Okay. I grew up with this buddy, and her name was Jamie. And she was much older than me. Like, I think she was, like, 15 years older than me. And she kind of was the one that got me into, like, the drinking scene. Not that I've really been in it, but, like, the few times that I've gone to a bar. And it was always, like, a small-town biker bar.
Cool.
And... like, I remember, I can probably tell you all their names, but that, if I ever go to a bar, that's where I'm going. And it's not just because, like...
In Tennessee?
Anywhere. She lives in southern Indiana, so it was Madison, Indiana, which is... People actually know Madison, Indiana, I guess?
That sounds familiar.
There's been movies made about it. It's
Madison, Wisconsin.
Place. Yeah. They have Ribber Fest, where they have, like, a bunch of people that come down and make ribs.
Ooh. Naperville does that, Rib Fest.
Yeah.
But it's a very interesting group of people that you usually meet there.
Nice.
So,
but this is not based on a video game. There was a video game.
Uh-huh. There are a couple.
Yeah, there's and a couple movies, I think.
Couple movies, couple shows. Yeah. We're going to talk about a little bit of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually been more than one crime story about it. I know you're covering the big one, yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a couple of them.
So, actually, so I'm not having everybody wait and to let everybody know what we're talking about, but we are actually doing the Slender Man case, and we've been talking about this for, what, a year and a half now?
Oh, yeah. 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 This has been a long time coming. I'm very excited to do this. This is a very interesting case that I really am passionate about. I don't know why. I find it very fascinating, because I feel like it's the first...
crime of the internet, right?
I was going to say first new age urban legend.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's a good way to put it. It's like, mm-hmm. We have all those urban legends, like the cook guy that, you know, puts the hook in your car when you're making out with somebody at the trees.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. You know, or the scraping at the top of the car.
He's never seen the urban legend movie.
Oh, it's a good one.
I don't know if you probably haven't heard that episode yet, but I filled him and Allie and Donnie in about the guy that licks your hand and you think it's your actual dog, mm-hmm. And then you wake up in the morning, the dog's dead, and it's like, that was me licking your hand the whole night. Like, they're like, what? They've never heard that before.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, yeah.
What?
But like the woman, the ghost woman that's at the side of the road, mm-hmm. That you pick up, and then she...
Bloody Mary. Yeah. Candyman. Candyman was a very popular one in the Chicago area.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this was, I feel like, the first... I feel like there's been a lot more since then, but I feel like this was the first big one of the internet.
Yeah.
And do you remember Momo?
Oh,
yeah, and we were actually just talking about Momo.
That one scared
my kids
shit
right now
me.
Are. We just talked about it for the last month now. My 7-year-old hasn't been sleeping in her room probably for about a month now has been begging us, can you go to lay down with me before I go to sleep? So the 5-year-old, they lay together. We're like, look, you're in there together. You can leave all the lights on because out of nowhere again, the girls at her school, look at this video of this Momo character. So it's circulating again now.
Are you serious?
Yep.
I thought that there was a new thing, Momo, but I guess
the same Momo.
Okay, so people are bringing it back up.
Yep. Well, one of the ones I do remember before Momo was Jeff the Killer. Did you see that? And that was all part of the creepypasta era and everything like that.
I don't remember that one.
Well, Jeff the Killer was allegedly based, loosely based off of a true story where this kid, it was actually a girl. In the creepypastas, it was a guy, but... she was picked on in school for so many different things. Like, she was a heavier girl. She wasn't this model. Like, she wasn't beautiful. Well, however you picture beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff like that. Like, she just got picked on. But there was one friend that actually, like, wasn't a friend. She just kind of, like, took her under her wing just to kind of, like... not guide her but like to trick her into to getting her to the house at for her birthday party and stuff like that, and they ended up pouring gasoline on her and lighting her on fire.
Jesus.
And the picture is Jeff the it's her picture after all the burns and everything, and then they obviously photoshopped it to an extreme, and it just looks fucking creepy as hell.
I don't remember that one.
I never heard that one either.
No, I don't remember that one. That one's creepy. I do remember the one that was going around of that... It was a man's face that, like, supposedly if you saw him... Fuck off!
Oh, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
That looks a lot like Momo.
It looks like Momo.
It's similar to Momo, yeah.
A lot like Momo.
Fuck right off. I did not like that. I didn't like anything about that.
Oh, yeah, it is very similar to Momo.
I don't like those. I don't like those at all.
And those are a lot like the creepy pot, or the what did Logan call them? Was that creepy? No, last week, the uncanny.
Uncanny Valley.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. That kind of looks like that a little bit.
So, yeah, that's...
There was also that one guy, he looked like a person, but it was this face of this guy, he just kind of looked creepy, but he, like, supposedly, so many people had seen him in their dreams, and that everybody recognized this guy, but nobody could actually, like, think of a name of this guy, and it was, I thought that one was really interesting.
That kind of reminds me of the Hat Man.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've seen the Hat Man.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where?
Here.
In your house?
Shut the fuck up.
Woke up in the middle of the night, and I kind of looked at the... not only here, but my other house, too, in Lansing. I'd wake up and there was this tall figure in the door.
You're not going to Nashville with me now.
And they had a hat on.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No, I'm not having that thing in my room.
It was really, really creepy.
That's terrifying. Is that really your only ghost encounter? Have you had others?
I was sitting at the kitchen table here talking to my mom, and a figure appeared in my peripheral vision, and it completely stopped me from talking, and I looked over. I've seen dogs.
What about that image on your TV?
Oh, yeah, the image on the TV. Well, that wasn't my experience. That was my mom's.
Oh.
What happened?
She was watching TV one day, and the screen kind of went fuzzy, and it looked like a face in the middle of the screen.
You have that on your phone still,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I still somewhere? Have it on phone.
Yeah, I'll have to and then,
I want to see that.
And she changed the TV, and it was on another channel.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. I want to see that.
It looked like, what did we talk about? What did I say it looks like?
If it's Momo, I don't want to see it.
No,
it's not Momo. I want to see what it looks like.
What's that? Anonymous.
Anonymous that comes into your TV
screen.
Yeah.
It looked like that. It was fucking creepy. Lucas got a picture of it on his phone. I'm like, holy fuck. The fact that she was able to catch a picture of it, too.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've had two. But they were both, like, so crazy that, like, that's enough. And, like, they don't sound crazy, but one, I was driving. And this sounds so basic.
Was it a kangaroo?
No.
Oh, okay.
But this is gonna make your kangaroo story at least have, like, intrigue. This sounds like every other story that anyone's ever told about seeing a ghost.
Yeah.
I'm literally driving in the middle of the day, by a cemetery.
Oh.
Perfect spot. Mm. And it was where I lived, and I lived there for a long time. It was in Anderson, and I, out of the corner of my eye, I see something, and I look over, and I see this figure in, like, whitish gray that's wearing, like, a gown, and it looks like a woman, but, like, everything was, like, it looked like she was almost underwater, because, like, everything was kind of floaty and, like, whatever. Mm. And I looked, directly at her, I went back to driving, and then I looked back, and she was gone.
Wow.
And, like, I know that sounds like every other basic story, but it was terrifying, and I didn't sleep for 2 days. And then the other one was, I was driving home from Barnes & Noble, and this was not too long ago, and I, like, take a lot of back roads, and I looked in my rearview mirror, and there was a guy in my backseat.
What?
I 100%, like, swear to God, he was, like, probably, he was balding, probably, like, in his 50s, 60s.
I would shit.
Yeah,
and
I
turned my head and he wasn't there.
I would shit.
Yep,
no. I would have an accident and then shit. Or shit and then have an accident.
And I literally...
in some order.
As soon as it happened, I called my dad and I'm like crying while I'm driving home. But I'm also like in the middle of Beecher and there's nothing around, so I'm not going to pull over. Right. Like the last thing I'm going to do is pull over and like try and calm myself down. So I'm like sobbing. I'm like, Dad! And this was maybe like 2 years ago.
Fuck that. If I saw something in my backseat, yep. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and he didn't look, like, vicious. He didn't, like, give me, like, a bad vibe. It definitely scared me. But, like, I just looked in my rearview mirror, and clear as day, there was somebody in my fucking backseat. And I was like, okay. No, thank you.
Nope.
No, thank you.
Yeah, now I'm creeped out sitting down here.
Sorry.
You've never had any,
I don't know. I don't think so. Nothing that I can remember. Like, I'm sure I'll go home like, oh, this is what happened to me, duh. Like, my brain's not working tonight, and brain surgery 30 years ago. You know, I use that for an excuse.
Yeah. I know how that goes.
That's my excuse, always.
This is the picture of the man that, like, supposedly everybody's seen.
Huh.
Like, in their dreams or whatever.
Hmm.
Like, he looks like a human. He looks
almost looks like Al Capone.
Yeah. Yeah, but then, like, when you keep looking at him, like, it almost, like, kind of changes.
Yeah.
Like, I notice more details about him. Like, one second, he looks...
Yeah, but don't they say, oh, no, that's if you stare in a mirror, being able to recognize yourself.
Mm-hmm. I don't stare in a mirror.
Me neither.
Mirrors creep me out. We went over that already
before. Portals to a different world.
I don't disagree with you.
Yep. Mirrors are creepy in their own way.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't like to stare at them because I'm just waiting for the time when I'm staring at it and it moves when I didn't move. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Then I
so there's one picture.
Fuck you. No, thank you. What is... Let me see that again. Let me see the eyeballs. What's going on with the eyes?
Yes. This has got to get posted with the story then.
I don't understand the eyes and the eyebrows. Okay.
Have we posted this before?
I think so. And on Instagram.
Let me see the other one. Because it almost looks like they're doing like the... Why? What is this? What's happening?
Let me see that again, too.
Yeah, my mom eventually just turned the TV off and she went and did something else.
Yeah, because it almost looks like they're screaming, but then the eyes almost look like there's several sets of eyes that look like kanuki. Is that the word I'm looking for?
I don't know what that means.
The Japanese, like, white face.
Oh, painting. Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Kind of like the geishas and stuff like that.
Yeah, it almost kind of looks geisha-esque, like the makeup, but then, like, the mouth is like...
Yeah. Ugh!
I don't like that.
Almost like the painting, the scream. So
weird. Yeah, or ghost face. So
fucking creepy.
Yeah, or ghost face, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that. It does have weird eyes, though, just like the Momo thing.
Yeah.
Have you seen those? I know we're getting so off topic. They're like YouTube videos that are like the creepiest channels on YouTube. I'll get lost in those for hours.
I try to avoid those.
Yeah. I love creep. Anything.
I mean, I do too, but the girls are always around me, so I can't risk having anything creepy on my phone because they're always like, da-da, and they jump in my lap and like, what's that? So I don't.
Yeah.
And then also, if I'm ever have alone time, it's usually at night. I'm like, I don't want to be creeped out before I'm going to bed, so I don't.
Yeah. I get it.
So, and you also have a hard time with cases of with kids, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have a hard time today.
I think once you, like when I said I did not know the case, I think I do know the main case you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It'll click when you're going through it if it is what I think it is.
And I do have to give a shout out to my buddy that got me into this case.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be on the episode at some point, so I don't want to say their name. But my friend Jamie, I'll say their name, the one that I was older than me, had kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, when I was maybe, like, 24, they were, like, 13, I think, somewhere in there. So I was, like, right in between the mom and the daughter's age. Mm-hmm. Now I'm very good friends with her daughter. But I digress. She was maybe, like, 14 or 15, and she came home, and she started telling me about the story way before the case even happened.
Wow.
And she was, like, telling me, it had to been even earlier than that, like 2010 maybe, and she was talking to me about this, like, the Slender Man and how interesting
right when it
and she
came
had
out.
Pictures yeah Oof, so yeah. It, and she was like really into it, and she like educated me on what creepypasta was. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what any of that was, and I love creep, and her mom didn't so much, so I was really into it.
Yeah,
so she was showing me all this stuff, and that's how I kind of got into this. Like, it's, I like creepypasta for what it is. It's kind of interesting.
I never heard of creepypasta until like maybe a year ago or two ago. You told me a little bit about it, and Paul at work told me some. I'm like, I didn't know what this was.
I think the one that fucked me up the most listening to was Squidward's Suicide.
Yeah, I talked about that in one of my episodes. I love, this is another thing that I can get lost in. I ADHD for the win. There are a lot of, like, deleted episodes or lost, quote-unquote, episodes. And I've done a couple of episodes on those because I really find these fascinating. But one of them was SpongeBob, Squidward Suicide. And
they actually made an episode?
They don't know. Nobody will admit to it.
Yeah. But, I mean, allegedly, like, what? It was a panel of people that had actually seen the episode, and only one person was able to actually watch it all the way through.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was another SpongeBob. There was two or three that have, like, on SpongeBob that were weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because SpongeBob writers were fucking weird.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the very first season.
Yeah. There was one, Bart's Death. That was a Simpsons episode. Where it got real dark, where, like, they started decaying on screen.
What the fuck?
Yeah. The one that I also find interesting is the Mickey one.
Steamboat Willie?
Yeah, I think it's the Steamboat Willie where he starts getting and weird, and, like, the weird music starts playing, and then, like...
I actually seen that.
Yeah?
It's on YouTube.
Dancing with the skeleton.
Yeah, no. This is... It gets way weirder than that.
Like, Mickey's face becomes, like... I've seen pictures of it, so I haven't actually watched it. But, like, his face becomes... It starts black and white. And then his face becomes very distorted, and the music kind of gets just... And then I don't know exactly what happens, but I just remember seeing his face where, like, his eyes are blacked out.
Maybe it was just a picture. I think the only actual creepypasta that I actually seen was... There was a Sonic... Sonic.exe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a huge Sonic fan, so I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah.
And that was very similar to Steamboat Willie, where his eyes went completely black, and they were, like, bleeding and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was very weird. And the music got all, like, distorted. And
I find this very fascinating. Or even, I think I did half an episode on this one. What is the name of that show that, like, people remember existing?
Shazam.
Haha. Very funny, because I actually think I talked about that.
It did exist.
Yeah.
Berenstain Bears.
But no, it was a show that everybody was convinced existed in the 70s, mm-hmm. and there's no record of the show ever existing. And there's people that have drawn it out, and, like, it's more than, like, a couple hundred people that remember the show.
Hmm.
What's the name of that show? Hold on.
Excellent.
Look at us Googling show.
Yeah.
People remember.
Well. So, what about Slenderman?
I know. I'm going.
Oh, you were starting it? That's right.
I am. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. This is it.
I don't know. Now I'm looking for the picture, and I don't even see the picture anymore. Oh, maybe I didn't see it, and it was just my imagination.
Right. That makes it even crazier.
I know, right? Because the way they explain it, it's like you're watching it.
Uh-huh.
Even with Squidward's suicide, the way that they like mm-hmm. went in detail with it.
Yeah. Candle Cove.
Candle Cove.
Never heard mm-hmm. of that.
That does sound familiar.
Yep. That was the name of it. But anyways, okay, I digress. So today we are talking about Slender Man. Or in the Minecraft universe that I don't speak.
Enderman. Sorry, I just
The Enderman is the Slenderman?
What?
Enderman is Slenderman?
Yeah, he was based on Slenderman. I don't even know who Enderman is.
Kids play Minecraft like crazy.
I heard some weird stuff about Minecraft, but I don't know if any of it's real, because once again, conspiracy net.
Yeah.
So I get weird.
We don't let her play online. She only plays because that and Roblox. Roblox, yeah. I've said this before on the podcast, we let her play online for a while, and she's like, what's going on? I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, this person keeps trying to get me to go in a room and they're trying to put their character lay on top of my character. We're like, nope, online disabled.
What?
Yeah.
So yeah. Like, nope. Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, we're like, fuck that, Ethan, you're not playing that anymore.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, because there's creepy people on Roblox online with kids.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she said, this person keeps trying to get me to go in this house with them, this house by myself with them. I'm like, nope.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, so...
Back to Slender Man.
Yes.
Yeah. On a lighter note, Slender Man.
Slender Man. So, sorry, I need light and I'm blind. The first reported creation of Slender Man was in 2009.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Sorry.
Costume tight.
Salute.
And it was created in a thread that was like a paranormal imaging contest for people to make an image and make it look creepy and paranormal. So that was the original first thing. Hmm. The name of the thread was called Something Awful, which I guess this is Something Awful.
Did you ever go on that website?
Something Awful?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
It was interesting.
I never went on that one. I did Creepypasta.
Yeah, Something Awful was interesting, but it was, like you said, like it was a contest and stuff like that. They had a lot of stuff like that. Like a lot of artists would go on there.
Yeah.
And try to get their art out there.
And from my understanding, there have been people that have been on Creepypasta that have had like stories and whatever that have then. I mean, I know Slender Man has been made into a movie, but other things.
Yeah.
That have like escalated. So it's a very interesting beginning, but it was made by the person Eric Knudsen, but he went by Victor Surge, which I think is a fun name. And he posted two black and white photos of kids, and he added an unnaturally tall, thin man wearing a suit with a white head, no face, and then he is also seen with like tentacle-like arms. However, he also, in later depictions, has tentacles and arms. There's a lot of different depictions of Slender Man.
Yeah, it's odd.
But he was made popular by creepypastas. He continued to show up in other stories. Always wearing a black suit, looking spiffy. I wonder where he gets his stuff done because he's unnaturally tall. Again.
Same place with Jack Skellington.
Yeah. Yeah, very Jack Skellington-esque. Yeah. Sans the fashionable pinstripes. His face was completely featureless. Unless he decided to show it to you, which I think is like a really funny little backstory. Supposedly he has the ability to teleport. Good catch.
Thank you.
and is usually associated with forests or abandoned places.
Hmm.
I know one of the main, like, baseline stories is he had a teleporting castle in the woods, and in order to become one of his proxies, which is what they're called, you would have to kill somebody, and then he would let you be his proxy, which is pretty much his puppet or slave,
mm-hmm.
From my understanding. There's also something called slender sickness. Have you heard of that?
Actually, no, I haven't heard
that. One that. I thought was very interesting. Supposedly, if Slender Man's close, you can get slender sickness, which you get very paranoid, nightmares, and you get nosebleeds. So quit sneezing, or you'll get a nosebleed. It was usually targeted to young adults and kids, clearly. There's also a symbol for him. Have you seen the symbol? The little circle with an X through it.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Zodiac, but like not as cool because it's Slender Man. But it's funny because on creepypastas, they just use that symbol because it's so popular in a lot of creepypastas.
Yeah.
But he pretty much got his start by then. There was also theories that he could interfere with video and recordings. So if this gets interfered with, it's Slender. Slendy.
So 2 weeks ago it was interfered with.
Oh,
yeah, it was.
Did you get a nosebleed?
Yeah. I didn't.
Oh. Like, I didn't. It wasn't the ring. Remember the ring? The nosebleed.
Yes.
There was
7 days.
7 days. I miss the ring. I wish they would remake the first one. Not a requel.
I honestly have never seen it.
What?
That one was, there was I can count on one hand the movies that really gave me the heebie-jeebies, and that one was one of them. I don't know why. The horse scene. That's exactly why. It's almost as bad as the horse scene in...
Jennifer Lopez?
Hmm?
No. The Cell? Where it gets split up into a million pieces?
Oh, no. I was thinking of Atreyu.
Ooh, Never Ending Story.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's a...
I'm like, I remember the guy's name. I don't remember the movie. But the horse goes crazy and just is on a boat and just runs off the boat and dies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's terrifying. But yeah, that one gave me the heebie-jeebies. Blair Witch Project, which I'll swear by.
Yep.
Okay. Was it you that was on an airplane?
No, that was Daphne.
Okay. And it's so crazy because I couldn't remember for the life of me, and I thought it was somebody from Morbid who had told that story.
No,
okay. Okay.
But I watched that when I was way too young.
Mm-hmm.
And I believed it was happening. Hills Have Eyes. I didn't like that.
I didn't see that one either.
Yeah, I think those were really the main three that if I'm thinking of that really gave me the heebie-jeebies. And Hills Have Eyes was more of a heebie-jeebies. I'm not going to watch that again. It was kind of gross. Too much.
Yeah, I think the only movie that really made me think that way, and it's a horror film, but it didn't make me stop watching it because of the horror part. It was more of a very uncomfortable sexual thing.
Yep.
I Spit on Your Grave, too.
Okay.
That was good.
I haven't seen that one.
Don't need to watch it.
That's pretty much what happened in The Hills Have Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sexual, if you have any problems with that, don't watch that movie. But there was this weird part that just really, I was in the movie theater and I got up and I left.
Yeah.
Because it made me feel real sick. And I was only 20 at the time. So that was before people, once again, before people walked out of movie theaters, I was with all my buddies and I was this is too much. And it was sick.
Yeah.
It was just, but, and usually I can handle that kind of stuff, but I have a weird defender of the innocence when I watch horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Where don't mess with animals.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Don't do it. And don't mess with babies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And don't mess with the disabled.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched every season almost of American Horror Story. I think I stopped two ago, but and the one that I had a problem with, once again,
was
Freak Show. And it wasn't even the fact that they did it about Freak Show. There was this one part where Meek got thrown in jail, and then they killed him and threw him back out the window. And that, of anything else, that was the one part where I was like, that's too much. Because he was a small human, and couldn't defend himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to me, just leave that alone. And that's like the only time that I was ever like, I see you yawning. Don't be yawning.
No, no, no. I'm burping. Way to call me out there, Velma.
I'm like, I'm not that boring. I'm not talking about Slenderman, but I'm not that boring. Okay, so anyways, there was also somebody had brought up that he was related to this, I don't know if how exactly this is pronounced, but it's an old 16th century German story.
So then it's angry.
Yes. But it's, the B was weird, and I don't know what that means in German, but it was D-E-R-G-R-O-B-M-A-N, Der Groben?
Der Groben?
Yeah. But like the B was like...
Like a backwards upside down B?
No. It looked like it was a... I don't know.
A music sign.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I've seen it.
But...
What is pronounced in American? Der Groben.
Der Groben.
Yeah.
Schrooben Luben.
Schrooben Luben.
Schrooben on the knob. That's more Swedish. I think we're going Swedish, not German there.
Maybe Nordic.
Yeah.
Der Groben Slenderman. I don't know the difference. It's fine. And I can't flip my page. Get my life together. You got it. Okay. Could I be louder? And like, I guess because I have the headphones on, I'm actually noticing it. And I'm like, wow, this is so loud. Jesus Christ. I'm a hot mess.
Oh, Der Groben.
Hey, Der Groben. Deer was a fictional character. Why did I turn Muppets? I didn't know what happened. I tried.
I did that once where they called me the Swedish chef because I was whatever trying to talk Swedish or something.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. I got my dad a shirt for Christmas that says Vert Furt.
I've seen that. I want that shirt.
I love it so much.
Vert to Furt.
And also, Fraggle Rock is coming back. Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
That was before, after my time, too.
Yeah. Fraggle Rock was before our time.
Yeah.
Okay, it was
so,
during my time, but I didn't like it then.
Yeah. Fraggle Rock was probably my least favorite of all the Muppet ones because I just didn't know much about it.
Down in Fraggle Rock. That's all I remember. The song ended that way. Down in Fraggle Rock.
Down Fraggle Rock. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never seen any of that.
But I'm a bitch for some Muppets. I like when somebody shoves a hand up an ass and uses it.
And that concludes tonight's episode of Slenderman.
I'm Slenderman Groben. Imagine a Slenderman Muppet.
Oh my god. It wouldn't be slender, though, because they have to stuff... Well, I guess they could just leave the stuffing out of it.
Yeah, they could. And then just have, like, twigs. Uh-huh. I wonder if he would be super fly. I feel like he would be, like...
For a white guy?
Well, he is white.
Yes, he for a 13, got a 31.
What's so funny? I keep going off on rampages.
Welcome to Impulsive Thoughts.
Perfect. I've been playing...
Whoa. That was weird.
What did I do?
It clipped. Oh. That's all.
I'm so sorry.
So, no, it's okay.
Was it me?
Yeah.
Oh,
are you going like that?
I won't do that again. So, I've been playing the station on Spotify in my office, which I do, like, pre-tests for iStuff, and it's songs you wish you forgot about. And that song played the other day. Right after that was Harlem Shake.
Nice.
After that was What Does the Fox Say?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
After that was Stanky Leg. And I'm just dying in my room. And, like, finally the doctors come up and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, this is just great. Like, this is wonderful. And so, anyways, back to Slender. Okay. Okay.
Rewind.
Rewind. So there's a fictional student who... This story came from a creepypasta. He found something scary while supposedly filming this show called Marble Hornets, which in turn, this was originally a story.
Marble Hornets?
Marble, like, yes. You know, marbles.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why that's...
It's the sound marbles make.
Yeah. Think. That was a good marble one. Anyways, it became a very popular YouTube channel that is streamed over 50 million times. And also became an AR game. So that was one of the games that came from Slenderman.
Augmented reality.
Yes. For those of you that don't know, it's augmented
reality. Oh, yeah. Right.
Right. He was also in just a Slenderman game, I believe, right?
Yes, and that was the one that I played where you had to collect 7 pages of his, and the more pages you got, the harder it was to avoid him.
Oh, that's
And there was a lot of jump scares.
I might have to
play.
I think there should be an app on your phone, too, that you can download, but it was on a computer, and just the jump scares was awesome.
For the backstory of Slenderman, before Your Lovely Lady, that's pretty much about it. There's a few things that come up afterwards that I found, but I don't want to go too far ahead. Do you have more to add to that?
Not really. You pretty much hit everything that I have written down.
Okay.
Something Awful.
There's a couple books that came out.
See, I don't even have that down.
Yeah, there was a book that came out. I didn't read the book because it got really, really bad ratings, and I just didn't want to. And I think it was by somebody called Anonymous, which I thought was very interesting, because I'd be putting that book away, and I'd be like, there was also a movie that came out that had... Did you ever see Bates Motel?
No.
The show?
Yeah.
No, I wanted to. I heard it was good.
Yeah, it was fantastic. But the one girl that plays, like, his best friend was in it, and... That one also got really bad ratings, and it was like a Slenderman movie not based off this. And then, like, he's a pit bull, is what I was going to say. Like, the rock star. He is featured in a lot of things, but really doesn't have anything of his own. So, like, he's in, like, a video game here, or something over here, or, like, Enderman, but he didn't really have a bunch of his own... independent stuff.
Right, and then a lot of his own independent stuff, like, really kind of bombed.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
Because I feel like once again, Blair Witch Project, because I can relate everything back to there, when you envision it, it's different, because you're thinking of, like, what you would find
right, terrifying. the ambiguity of it, yeah.
Right, as opposed to when somebody actually puts a face to it, then it's like, meh.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Oh, that's not as scary as I thought it would be. Where you'll think of the worst possible things, you know.
And that's why I think what intrigued me a lot with the fact that it did have a faceless face.
Yeah, I've seen it. The thing that I thought was very funny is it said it had a faceless face, but for some reason in my brain, I remembered having a smile.
Oh, now we're getting into, like, Jeff the Killer and Momo again.
Dun,
do you want to see the video picture again?
No, I do not. I did read this book, and I just want to show you the cover of this book. It was called Blackened Teeth, of all the blackened teeth. And I really wanted to like it, and it was awful. But I also know it was translated. Nothing but blackened teeth. But I think that this might be what I'm thinking of. I really wanted to like this.
With that being said, Velma, I think it is time for...
That was the longest drum roll ever. I was like, it's still going. It's still going. The Reefer Review. So what did you smoke again?
I had California Honey.
And it was a sativa. How did you like it?
It was good. It kept me focused and... Like I wasn't as nervous as I usually am when I do cases.
Yeah.
And I have so many pages. Like,
yeah, you have a lot of pages.
Every bit of 13 pages.
You weren't, like, stumbling?
Yeah.
So that's that, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm into it. I like that. I might have to try that California honey sativa. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Good and it was stuff. Once again through a vape.
Yeah.
I did the, I already forgot what it was called.
Purple.
No, orange.
Orange.
Orange Crush?
Orange Crush. Orange cream.
Mine was purple passion.
Orange something.
It was orange something.
Orange cream, because I remember thinking it was a dreamsicle.
Yep, and it's an indica, and it just makes me tired. But we've been talking for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So realistically, that's probably why I'm tired. It has nothing to do with this. Because I can't believe this was a 3 hour long recording session.
It's going to be 2 episodes for sure.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. But as everyone knows how I feel about the carts, they consistently don't get anything higher than like a 3. So I'm going to give this like a 3 out of 5 puffs.
I'm pretty happy with mine. I'm going to have to say 4.
All right.
4 out of 5.
Have you ever had a 5 out of 5?
I've had a couple 5 out of 5s, but usually they're herb.
Mm-hmm.
A cart just doesn't hit the same. It's just different.
Excellent.
It's like a... I don't know.
I feel like it's more of a body high.
Yeah. It's definitely, like, even if it's a sativa, the carts will still make me more tired than if I smoke an indica.
So because I haven't listened to all your episodes yet, have you ever done a review on gummies?
Yes.
Just gummies? Because I think the one I did here, you did gummies and smoking at the same time. Have you ever done just gummies, or is it always smoking too?
It was an edible, technically, not gummies. Okay. It was, I ate a 600 milligram, what was it, Rice Krispie treat.
Okay.
You were floating that episode.
I was floating. and I got through the episode, and then it was Daphne's turn to take over, and she had had half. Not even half of what I had.
Uh-huh.
And she just leans over and hits stop, and she just goes, I can't do this. And I was just like, all right. She's like, I'm going to go take a nap. I was like, okay. So she took a nap about an hour later. She woke up. She's like, so we're going to try this again.
That's right. Awesome. Because when you, it was just like a random break, and you guys were laughing like, yeah, so she took a nap.
So she took a nap. We needed a little break. And some of those edibles taste like ass.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I did. Did you see the Dungeons & Dragons movie that came out like a year ago with Chris Pine? Mm-hmm.
I seen it, like the advertisement, but I never seen the movie.
So it was a very good movie. And I went with a bunch of my new buddies that, like, I smoke all the time. Like, and sometimes I don't want to come across as, like, just a grade A stoner.
Yeah.
So I let them, like, test the waters first before I'm just, like, you know, smoking my weed all the time. Yeah. So I had some edibles, and I was like, oh, this isn't going to really affect me, whatever. And so we go see this movie, and it was me and my two friends that are new, and it was, like, the climax of the movie, and it hit me, like, a ton of fucking bricks. Oh, shit. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, what's happening? And, like, thank God they didn't notice. I don't know how the fuck they didn't, because, like, I would have noticed. But I was just like, oh my God. But that was probably my best edible experience.
Do you have a favorite edible or smoking, or I don't know what else there is?
I am a huge fan of Shranana. It's a sativa.
But I mean, it's like, you prefer to have an edible, or you prefer to smoke?
Smoke.
Okay.
Smoke, herb, like, not vape. Herb itself.
Yeah.
Dabs are all right. I don't mind a dab.
What's a dab?
That's...
like a liquid, right?
No.
It's like a wax.
Oh.
It's... wax. Yeah. So
but you
it's...
still smoke it, though? Or what do you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The way you do it, it kind of... it looks like a mixture between, like, a... for lack of a better terms, bong and a crack pipe.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to heat it up real, real hot because it's wax.
Okay.
But then you smoke it and it's kind of shaped in, like, a bong.
Uh-huh.
They're all right. They're just so much fucking work. Like, I just want a joint just to, I'm old school. I'm a hippie.
Yeah.
There's too much new shit nowadays.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually just smoking, but I always have a cart with me just because they don't make you stink as much, which granted, I'm sure I always stink, but at this point, that's what you get for being around me. I'm sorry. Sorry if you get a contact high from my odor. Odors? My aroma. Have you ever, you might, I don't know if you've ever had this. Have you ever, like, had a real long weekend with a lot of weed, and then your piss smells like weed the next day?
No, I've never had that.
I swear to fucking God it happened. And then it's just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
When I drink my caramel coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, my pee smells like caramel.
See? Yep, it's the same kind of concept. I guarantee it. Yeah.
And I thought it was, actually, I asked my doctor about it once. I'm like, am I not filtering enough for me to smell that much caramel? Like, I mean, if I drink a coffee like at 7 a.m. And I'm peeing at 8, I'm smelling. I'm like, should I? And he's like, nothing to worry about. I'm like, okay, because it's just, to me, that seems kind of weird that I'm smelling caramel that soon. Like, how am I not filtering any of that out? You know?
Right. That might be a problem.
Right. but he said it was fine.
So I follow this one guy that is an autopsy tech.
Uh-huh.
And apparently after he, like, does an autopsy and, like, does all that stuff, his bowel movements will smell like dead body.
Ew.
And, like, he talks about it, and he's like, I don't know why that happens. I can't figure it out. But he's like, if I have a bowel movement when I go home after working, it smells like...
that shit smells like death!
Yeah. It smells like something crawled up your ass and died.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Anyways.
That's crazy.
So, 4 out of 5 puffs and 3 out of 5 puffs. But it's still only puff, puff, pass.
Puff, puff, pass. And you can find us on all your major podcast platforms at Instagram at impulsivethoughts_pod. And hold on, I'm getting there. And
Facebook.
Facebook, Impulsive Thoughts.
Snapchatter, the TikToker.
Just, yeah.
Everything. You won't find anything on those, but you'll find something on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Only Dan's. Can't forget Only Dan's.
Only Dan's.
Only Dan's.
Yes, my page. Dad bought the small rod.
Whoa. You just made my crackers itch, all right? Like, I know how I feel about that one. Oh, shit.
I think crackers itch, that's our new thing. Only our code word is not for murder and
It's for literally having an itchy cracker. Whatever that means to you is exactly what that means.
Whatever you think it means, you can have it mean that to you. It's everyone's own little private thing.
Oh, God. Velma, where can I find you?
At stirthepot_pod on Instagram, on all major podcast platforms. We do also have a Facebook and an Instagram. Well, no, we have a TikTok, I mean. I'm doing the best I can.
Can I follow you on Instagram? You're on Facebook too, or no?
We are, technically. Okay. However, I just don't really get on there.
Okay.
The problem, here's the problem. I don't personally have social media at all. And Facebook.
But yet you still have a Facebook.
I actually just
came across that the other day.
It's so funny. I've deactivated it like 5 times. I don't know why people are still able to find me. Because I don't want to delete it because there's pictures on there that like at some point maybe I want to get. I don't know. But like I keep deactivating it and I don't know why people keep finding me on there. But anyways, every time I go to download Facebook on my phone to be able to, you know, post things or whatever, it wants to sync my contacts to everything.
Oh, yep.
And Instagram doesn't force you to do that.
Right.
But Facebook is real pushy about it. And like every time you open it, and I'm afraid that I'm going to hit the wrong button.
Well, how long before Instagram does that? Because isn't Instagram Meta owns Instagram now, too.
I know. So it's going to happen eventually. Yeah. But it's just not everybody that's in my phone knows that I have this podcast, aka my boss. But maybe one day when that happens, I'd be a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
But I just try very hard to. I have like my computer set up strictly podcast stuff. So when I log in, it's only like my podcast email on there. Yeah. So they're like not even associated. So that makes it a little easier. But I just never go on my computer.
Very nice.
So, but anyways, stirthepot_pod.
Yeah, excellent.
All right, guys.
It's been an episode.
It's been an episode.
It's been 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which means the second part. Good night, Mike.
Oh, God.
Talk about kangaroos again.
This is the second part.
Wait, what about the kangaroos?
They're from Australia, aren't they? And I'm a registered Australian now.
Are you?
Speak so much Italian. Australian.
Australian.
I was
Italian.
Like, wait a second. I know that I'm high.
Yeah, am I sure? I didn't
but I don't know what's happening. With the little... God, he looks... Every time I look at him, he looks real bad. He looks even worse.
That looks like the creepy pasta Mickey Mouse from Steamboat Willie.
It sure does. It sure do. Imagine if I had colors in there. That would be a problem.
So.
Anyways.
Thanks
for having me.
Thank you for coming. It's been a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm mad I missed the first collab because you're fun.
Yeah, we'll do it again soon.
Yeah. We'll actually bring James, see if he wants to come back for an episode.
Yeah.
Because you guys bounce back and forth pretty well.
Yeah, because we were both the ADHD ones of the family. Like, everybody else in our family is, like, super kind of normal. Yeah. And then there's just me and James that are like, oh, fuck.
Well, after I told you what he said, and I said, she says, what's up? He says, well, miss you. I love you, cuz.
I love him, too. And, like, me and... He's probably, like, the closest cousin I got, him and Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and so. Donnie says hi, too.
Oh, hi, Don!
He saw my snap, and he sent a text message. He goes, who are you guys recording with? And I said, with Velma. He goes, tell her I said hi!
So, oh, yeah, I love Don. So he cracks me up. I love all the guys. I just kind of grew up as, like, the distant cousin, and then, like, I started moving around closer, so, yeah. And, like, the Swives brothers. Oh, I can't get enough of those idiots. Yeah. They crack me up. And I mean idiots in the most endearing way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean that in any bad way. But they just... God damn, they're such idiots. I just... I remember going to the parties at Anthony's when he was in college. And all the dumb shit everybody would do. And
see, I never went to those parties.
Good. But everybody's... I'm not going in there. Let's get out of here. That'll be a story for another day on a different crime.
Guys, always remember, don't believe everything you think. And
stay dangerous.
All right, guys. Peace.
Peace.
Deuce.